Bill O'Reilly here. Wednesday, August 10th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Donald Trump accuses Joe Biden of colluding with the FBI. Polls show the January 6th committee having little impact on public opinion. New York State cancels the word inmate. Most parents reject the COVID vaccine for young children. Also ahead, are you afraid? We'll analyze fear in America. But first, Donald Trump directly accusing President Biden of using the FBI, said the former president, quote, Biden knew all about this, just like he knew all about Hunter's business deals. A horrible thing took place at Mar-a-Lago. We are no better than a third world country. We are a banana republic, unquote. As you know, the Department of Justice executed a search warrant at Trump's Florida residence to search for classified documents. National survey from Monmouth University finds the January 6th committee having little impact on public opinion. Polls taken before and after the hearings remain unchanged. 65% of us still believe the incident at the Capitol is best described as a riot. 35% say it was a legitimate protest. That's kind of crazy. 29% think President Biden won the election by voter fraud. 40% continue to blame Donald Trump for the entire January 6th debacle. New York State will no longer refer to prisoners as inmates. From now on, they will be called incarcerated individuals. Governor Hochul, very, very woke person, unveiling the change, quote, In New York, we are doing everything in our power to show that justice and safety can go hand in hand, unquote. Violent felonies in New York City up 40% since Ms. Hochul was sworn in to replace Andrew Cuomo. A majority of parents refusing the COVID vaccine for their kids. Since the FDA approved the jabs for children under 5 years old, just 4% have received the vax. Polls show most families will wait 1 year to see whether the vax actually works. Less than 1,000 Americans under the age of 17 have died from COVID, virtually all suffering from other serious illnesses. In a moment, millions fear the vax and other stuff. Right back with that.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day, the United States of Fear. Did you know that one-third of Americans now refused to go into the ocean because of sharks? That is an amazing number. Now, every year, researchers poll Americans on their biggest fears. Here are the country's most intense phobias in 2022, this year. And this is based on data from the Washington Post, Pew Research, Chapman University. We always back up what we say here. 6% of Americans fear Casper. They fear ghosts. 8% fear bozo, clowns. 8% fear the darkness. 9% of us fear zombies. I'm not sure where they are, but let me know if you know. The fear continues. 11% of Americans fear strangers. Flying, 14% say, no, I'm afraid. Claustrophobia, 16%. Blood or needles, 17%. Drowning, 19%. I fear drowning. I mean, wouldn't everybody fear drowning? That's not good. Bugs and snakes, 22%. Heights, 25%. Public speaking, 26%. mass shootings 50%. That's like drowning. You don't want mass shootings. Financial troubles, 54% of Americans fear that. And death, 65% of us fear death. I do not. I'm a fatalist. I believe that I was created by a higher power, and when my time is up, it's up. So I'm not worrying about that. Healthy fear is good. But if there's a real danger, then that healthy fear needs to kick in because it can save you. If you see a rattlesnake while hiking, you run away fast. Okay, that's a healthy fear. Get out of there. But irrational fear can prevent happiness in life. It's all about courage. We all have crazy idiosyncrasies, but if we face up to them, we can overcome them. Like flying, come on. There's more danger getting in a car than flying. And if you don't fly, you are going to miss out on a lot of good things in life, right? So, sidestep the zombies and deal with real fears. Sharks are not going to get you, but you have things in your life that terrify you. Write them down. And then, as they say, work on it. You can overcome fear. It will happen if you try and if you summon up courage. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve the message by writing it. If you'd like more honest news analysis, which is in short supply in this country, please visit BillO'Reilly.com and also consider my new book, Killing the Killers, great summer read. In a moment, something you might not know.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. A recent survey from Chase Bank shows a third of Americans do not have $400 in savings. More than 60% of adults live paycheck to paycheck. 20% don't have anything in the bank at all. This year, the median household income in the USA has held steady at $69,000. That means half of us make less than that, half of us make more than that. Average expenditures for a family of four, $65,000. So you can see how thin the margin is. Between red-hot inflation and shrinkflation at the grocery store and other places, Americans are turning to the internet to find financial relief. Here are the best websites to save some money this summer. First up, Groupon. Company lets buyers purchase in bulk. Dinners, movie tickets, even airfares can be found on Groupon, and there are some pretty good discounts there. Next, Amazon Fresh, the biggest site on the net, will deliver groceries to your door free. Since you don't have to physically carry the items, you can bulk up on quantity. Buying family-sized portions can save you 15% on things like juice, peanut butter, cereal. Folks looking to eat healthy might visit ThriveMarket.com. The online store sells organic produce for 20% less, and you'll find it at a grocery store. The second spot goes to CoolSavings.com. Cool Savings offers printable coupons to use at your supermarket, plus promotional codes for shopping online. In their free stuff category, you can try complimentary samples or sign up to participate in pay surveys. The absolute best place to save money on the net, Google. A quick search for everyday items like shampoo, garbage bags, paper towels will reveal the best prices in the country. The engine processes 2 million searches every minute. That's Google. And here's something else you might not know. Economists say the best method to save money during a recession is not on the net, but on the phone. An easy way to get some money back is to call your insurance company and cable provider and negotiate. A 10-minute chat could slash your monthly bills by 25%. Back after this. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.